Well, I bet that woke you up anyway. Good morning, everybody. Thanks very much for that. That's Merry Christmas with our Ladies Choral Society, the director of which is Father Paul Ward. Good morning to you, Father Paul.
Good morning, Damien.
So who are you? Where do you come from, Paul?
Me or the choir?
Both.
Well, our Ladies Choral Society is 70 years plus old. 1945, somebody had an idea to put together a number of choirs from throughout the Dublin Diocese. And in 1979-ish, Prunchies O'Dean came along as our new music director. He auditions us every 3 years, and if you make the cut, you're here. If you don't, that's it.
Well, we're delighted so many have come along to be with us here today. So where are you based?
We're based in Clonliffe College in Dublin, Dublin 3.
Okay, you are a man of the cloth, so I thought it might be appropriate that I should ask you. There is a rumour going around that there's actually a religious side to it as well. It's not just about shopping and Christmas lights and all of that. Is that true, Father Paul?
I've heard that, and what we would say is that Jesus is the reason for the season. Every year at Christmas time, or in preparation for Christmas, we sing Handel's Messiah in the National Concert Hall, and I think it makes Christmas for many people, not just Dubliners, but throughout the country.
Okay, well, of course, we know that farmers and people who work in the emergency services and volunteers, they all work on Christmas Day, and it's your busy day too. What sort of a day will you have?
A busy day. Well, I celebrate Masses as priests do on Christmas Day. Last Sunday, we were in the RDS. We had a concert for the members, at which there was a collection for the Knights of Columbanus, and they feed 3,000 homeless people. So on Christmas Day, I hope to pop into the RDS for a little while, and then I will be going to my family for Christmas.
Okay. We're going to hear another piece now. I'll let you introduce it, Father Paul.
Okay, well, we're now going to kick off with Ding.